Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with you this morning, and we are continuing this very vast array of experts on our panel this Monday morning. We have gone from talking real estate to different events to the Chamber Connection, and now we have our very own Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital joining us this morning. Good morning, friend. I'm going to have you back up near that mic there. Just pull it right around. No, you're good. There you go. Now we're much, much, much better. How are
you
today?
Monday after holiday.
Oh, we are feeling it. Has anybody slept yet? No, it's been, I feel like I'm still a little bit on a fireworks high.
Oh, yes.
And we're kind of just continuing the celebration with a really fun, trendy topic this morning.
We are.
And I'm really excited to kind of talk about this in particular, before we get into it, for people who are a little bit scared to dive into this realm of digital marketing and advertising. So first of all, before we get started, if you are new hanging out with Lexi, I want you, Lexi, to just introduce yourself a little bit more and your background when it comes to digital marketing, campaigning, and advertising.
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Lexi. I have been here with ADX Digital since December of last year. So it's been about 6-7 months now. And before I was here, I was in New York for about 6 years. And I worked at a couple different companies there. I was on the publisher side. I worked in OTT. I worked at SiriusXM for a little bit. So I was on the audio side a little bit. But I've been very heavy in the digital space, just kind of working with a lot of different products on the sales side of things. And so coming here, I was very excited to dive into a smaller company, a more localized company, and I've really enjoyed my time here so far.
Yeah, you get to serve and really get to know your customers here, your clientele, the community members that kind of come with that as well.
Yeah,
it's definitely that small town
it
fun
is.
That feel that you get to have when you work for a company like ADX.
Yeah.
And they stick with you.
Mm-hmm.
The businesses stick with you.
They do.
Become friends.
I've been loving it here. I mean, I'm from originally Orlando, Florida. So a little bit bigger of a town. That's where I grew up. But I'm really loving it here. I love, you know, the area. It's close to the beach. The people here are so nice, you know.
People have no idea the difference between, you know, Orlando and Pensacola or even the beaches to the east coast of Orlando, or if you go to, you know, the southwest coast of Florida. It's so different than here.
And it's very noticeable. Atmosphere. My parents were visiting this weekend and they were like, wow, everyone here is so nice. Like, it's very different.
That's so, I love it. And thank you for being here this morning. If you have a question for Lexi, please text it in 850-437-1620. If you'd like to get a little bit more information or have me text the website to you so you can check it out and then give Lexi a call. Please, we're here for you. 437-1620. It's 1040 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. So we're going to talk about TikTok.
Yes, we are. I'm excited about this. This is one of our new products that we have just rolled out. So, you know, every week I come on here, sometimes we go back to the basics. Sometimes we dive into specific products. And so this week I am really excited to dive into our newest product offering that we have here at ADX Digital. And that is going to be TikTok.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I bet it's fun for you. Do you like to scroll TikTok at all?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's catchy.
Okay, so for your algorithm, if you'd like to share, what something that pops up a lot, like your favorite things to kind of go find?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely like recipes, home stuff, because I've been in the home buying process. So anything related to home buying and like DIY decorating and all that sort of stuff.
That's my love language.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's been very fun. Yeah, I love TikTok. And it's great. I mean, I was, you know, even looking through some of these details of like what I'm presenting today, like recipes is the first kind of thing that everybody in their algorithm has. Like that's the number one thing people are on TikTok looking at. So
wow,
it's a big one. But yeah, so I mean, TikTok, it is really easy to kind of just get lost, especially with, you know, I have a pretty short attention span. And with TikTok, you know, you can scroll so quick. You're through videos in 5 to 15 seconds. And so it's really great. You can see a lot of stuff on TikTok. And, you know, that it's really great that we're able to offer this as a product now, because we have seen that over half of business owners are starting to use TikTok to promote their businesses. On average, they're allocating about 15% of their budget towards TikTok. And in the future, this next year, that's looking to expand as well. So TikTok is definitely going to be a big place to be able to advertise your business. I will say, the demographic on TikTok does skew a little bit younger. We do see a lot of Gen Z on TikTok. When you talk about like the biggest age range, we're looking at 18 to 29. So that does expand a little bit into the millennial range as well. But there's still, people, that's just when you're looking at the highest percentage of those specific ages. There's also people over 30 that are on TikTok.
Sure.
So it is, a lot of people are using TikTok. And another great thing is they've noticed, when it comes to return on ad spend, advertisers are seeing that for every $1 spent, they're getting a return of $2. So they're really seeing return on ad spend with TikTok as well. So it is a really great product to be offering. And I'm very excited that we can now offer that to all of our clients here in the Pensacola area.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, first of all, I'm backing up to how recipes is like one of the number one things people go online to TikTok. And I can imagine other streaming platforms, because it gives it to you quickly, easily, in a nutshell. A lot of them are simplified. Yeah. Like, sorry, Julia Childs, we are not there for an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
This pot roast is getting done in 3 minutes or 30 seconds, actually, in a pressure cooker.
And it makes it so easy, because it just, like, it puts all of the instructions there in the caption.
Yes.
Like, step by step, bulleted out. Like, because I'm not a great chef, so it's very easy when I have those like step-by-step directions. I'm a direction follower when it comes to recipes, for sure. So
I love that. And so then when it comes to TikTok, I guess like you're having, is it businesses that are creating accounts, or are they being able to get their advertising? Because TikTok does advertising as well. Is it both that's just added into the package?
So with TikTok, something that's unique with TikTok is you don't actually have to have like your own business account to be able to advertise on the platform.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. So that's neat, because with Facebook and Instagram, you do. So with TikTok, there is a little bit more flexibility there. And we have a couple ways that we can run ads on TikTok. TikTok is primarily a video platform. Mm-hmm. So we can obviously run video ads. They can be anywhere from 5 to 60 seconds, but we would recommend 5 to 15, just because people are scrolling so quickly on TikTok. You don't want to have like a minute video on there.
Sure.
But we also could do carousel ads. So carousel is where you have those still images and it flips to the next image. So you can have anywhere from 2 to 10 different image frames.
Okay.
And that will have a background of music and some copy in there. So it kind of, when you're looking at it, it looks similar to a video. So those are the two different types of ads that we can run on TikTok. And we can do a lot of different targeting categories as well with TikTok, or targeting strategies. So like, for example, one thing that we can do is we can target people based on their interests. So certain things that they are looking for on TikTok. TikTok also, when you go onto the platform and create your account, you have to input some data in there as well. So we're able to use that first party data, understanding, what type of age demographic somebody is, maybe their household income, their gender, those types of details. So we can target by those. We can target by a specific demographic. We can target, by those interests again. So people maybe who are looking at a lot of home improvement videos like me, we can target people even by purchase intent. So like what sort of stuff they may be looking to buy and they're utilizing TikTok. We can also target by creator interaction. So if they follow specific creators that are maybe like more food focused, then we can target those types of people. So there's a lot of different categories that we can utilize when it comes to the TikTok platform.
That's actually just a really good reminder when it comes to having a digital advertising team in your corner. You don't just have like this one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have this one lane you're driving down. There's so many lanes open to you. There's so many doors open to you. They obviously know more than you know, as things are constantly training. It's changing. Excuse me. They're trained in that. Hey, this is the next thing that's available for you because TikTok changed this, or maybe next it'll be Instagram. Reels changed this, or their advertising, whatever it may be, or like YouTube changed over the past like 2 years, where you have the shorts on it, like the TikToks and the Reels on YouTube, or you can watch the full video.
Yeah,
like it's
exactly
it's mind blowing to see what changes so fast. And so to have a team on your side when it comes to advertising, they don't take away, you know, anything from you when it comes to creativity. You work alongside Lexi and the team with ADX, and they'll help you be able to just get that next step when it comes to your business. If you're like, this door isn't opening enough for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This could be it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're here to help you. We're here to meet with you, to show you all of our offerings. And then we do cater each of our campaigns to the client. So, you know, for example, TikTok is going to be a good fit for a business where they're trying to reach a younger demographic, or people, you know, specifically within the retail vertical, or people who are, you know, kind of foodies and looking online for recipes or places to go eat, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of people, you know, that we can reach in different ways through these targeting strategies and through these different products that we do have to offer. And so we'd love to meet with you. We'd love to take you through all of our product offerings, understand what your business goals are, and really find the best fit and the best campaign strategy for each business.
Yeah. And especially versus doing it yourself or trying to figure out those things that are continually changing. I mean, do yourself a favor. And of course, if they would like to reach out to you, let's throw that number out right now. Lexi, the best way to contact you and the team at ADX Digital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's going to be 850-262-6000.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And of course, ADX Digital is our parent company here at News Radio 92.3 with Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola and Pensacola Playlist, and constantly growing and thriving. And Lexi just has added so much to the team as well in the past seven, 8 months of being here. So just talking about TikTok, I can imagine, is just so exciting when it comes to the digital advertising realm. Mm-hmm. And it opens up so many doors. Like you said, I mean, I have friends, they're not in their 20s. They're, you know, we're uppers. So we're up there.
And yeah, I'm not in this age range.
My friends in, I have friends in their 50s. They send me TikToks and videos, and I'm like, what are you doing awake? It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. No, it's very catchy. Like, you can be scrolling on TikTok
but
for hours.
But then they buy things from it, just so you know.
Oh,
I guess there, you know, I know that we have algorithms because we search things. Mine is a lot of like cleaning, mm-hmm. decorating, rearranging, real estate, fitness, health.
Yes, fitness is another
parenting.
Big category.
Mm-hmm. And so they're like, oh, you know what? This lady, she, you know what she needs? She needs blow up travel kettlebells to build with water. And I'm like, add to cart.
That's hilarious. Or that's a really unique product. That would probably get me.
Yeah. I'm just telling, there's things, but at the same time, I wouldn't think of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And like, that's also like, we can also do like a hashtag targeting. And so that is geared towards specific hashtags that people are searching for or posting with. Mm. So that's another type of category targeting that we can do as well. And so it can get very specific or very broad.
Sure.
Depending on the type of person that the client is trying to reach.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you've said, I've definitely fallen victim to getting ads and being like, okay, I absolutely need that.
And some really do help. I have found different services here in the greater Pensacola area where I needed carpet cleaning.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was desperate. Where do I find it? And, you know, I did Google a couple of things just looking for it. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to wait. There's so many options. I'm just going to wait. And then I hopped on to social media and all these different options pop up, and they added videos to it to show their work. And
yes.
I was like, all right, you got me.
Yeah.
Hook, line, and sinker. I'm coming for you.
Yeah. And, you know, we've seen like in the advertising world that videos do perform really well. So to have a platform where it's just all videos. Oh, yeah. You know, like a lot of people, that's just a lot more engaging. You have a lot more people commenting, liking, looking at the stuff, buying, you know, the products. So it's really like TikTok is a great platform to be able to showcase different products and different services. And especially like you were saying, like with workout, like obviously a video is going to be perfect because you go on there, you want to see like a specific, you know, quick workout you can do. Mm-hmm. And, I, you know, especially during COVID, I was doing video workouts all the time because I obviously wasn't going to gyms because they were all closed.
We were at home Zooming our yoga. Yeah,
exactly.
And it also opens up opportunities for these businesses to lighten the load for so many people who are overwhelmed by different tasks in life. So if you're thinking about the carpet cleaning or, you know, painting the inside of your house, and we have a local company that offers different services. People are out there looking for them to take the ease off.
Yeah.
And there's also different options too, like, you know, follow the link to get 20% off your first service or whatever. Uh-huh. There's different options. I'm only saying this because obviously I'm doing it. I'm clicking the link. I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah.
But no,
and what you're explaining too,
and the people.
Yeah,
the
that's kind of also like retargeting too. So when people are out here and they're searching on websites for carpet cleaner or, you know, whatever the product or the service is, and they're going on different websites where this product or service is offered, another targeting strategy that we can do specifically with TikTok is retargeting. So if somebody visits a client's website, we can serve them an ad with that same client while they're on TikTok to get them back to the website.
That's a great opportunity.
Oh yeah. So retargeting it's a strategy we offer for all of our products, and it's just super important. We layer it on for every campaign because the frequency is really important when it comes to product or service purchases. Mm-hmm. You know, people need to be able to see the product or service multiple times and visit the website multiple times and see it in a lot of different forms before they actually feel comfortable purchasing the product or the service.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are all modern day victims to the short-term thinking sometimes, right?
Yeah.
It just has happened with the amount of, you know, phones and iPads and services and being able to rely on a calendar to tell us where we have to be. It happens, right? Yeah. Where we just have busy schedules. Mm-hmm. So we're like, wait, I saw this thing the other day that I really needed or liked or wanted to have done at my home, at my business, with my kids, wherever. I want it to go here, but what was it? It's going to come back around because you've already clicked on it, right?
And so
it's a benefit. So it just keeps it right there in the back of their brain. It's a benefit for the consumer, a benefit for the business owner as well. So they don't lose that opportunity and somebody just forgets it.
Exactly. Or if you're not in a space where you can actually click on an ad when you're being served an ad, you know, because you're not in control of when you get served an ad. So let's say you're in the middle of a meeting or you're at school trying to pick up your kids or you're driving or, you know, whatever it may be. And you get served an ad in that moment and you're like, well, I don't have time to click through, research the website right now, but I want to do it later. So that's, you know, another reason we want to be able to retarget that person, serve them the ad again, hopefully at a better time. Mm-hmm. And we can track those different types of, we call them conversions. So if somebody clicks on the ad, that's a click conversion. And they're going through the website that way, or you can have a view through conversion where somebody actually doesn't click on the ad right away, but they'll come and they'll research the website on their own time later and then browse the website, take their own actions, that sort of thing. And so in our reporting, we have monthly reporting with ADX Digital. And in our monthly reporting, we're able to show those different types of conversions. So we can show people who are clicking on the ad and landing on the website, or we can show people who don't click on it right away but go to the website later and take actions, click on certain pages, and what their browsing activity is. We can actually show that through our reporting.
Yeah. So the digital advertising world with ADX Digital is multifaceted and can help you in so many different arenas. Hey, we have about 3 minutes left with Lexi from ADX Digital. Anything else you want to tap on before we miss it?
Well, you know, I'll talk a little bit more about the types of ads and the types of creative. So, you know, I said we can do that carousel and we can do that video. So when it comes to video, there are some creative like best practices just to kind of watch out for. There's a couple different ways that we can actually utilize that video. So typically, you know, the video itself will have to be provided by the client, either in raw form or it can come from an organic post on TikTok. So if it does come from like an actual post, we'll just need to make sure all of the captions are already included in that video. If it does come as a raw video to us, then we can go ahead and add the captions. But some things to think about with the actual video post are just to make sure that there's some sort of dynamic movement in the video. You don't want just like a standard video where it's very static or there's not much movement to it. So when you have the copy coming in, you kind of want it to like filter in, filter out. Like you don't just want a video that has the same copy posted the entire time you're watching the video. You want something a little bit more engaging and visually appealing.
We are all here for the entertainment.
Yes, we are. You also just want to make sure that you're adhering to like the safe zone. So there's some safe zones on TikTok where if you're out of that zone, your copy or your image or whatever it may be is going to get cut off. So that's just another thing to make sure that you're not getting any of the important elements of that ad like cropped out.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then something else that's really unique too is so with, I talk about Social Mirror, that's another product offering that we have on here. With that one, you get a preview of the ad before it goes live. So that's really great because that it's hard to kind of visualize the ad a lot of the time. And so with TikTok, this is another instance where you're going to get a preview of the ad before it goes live. So you can actually log into the TikTok account and preview the ad before it goes live so that you can actually have an idea of what it's going to look like, whether it's that carousel ad that we talked about or if you're doing a video ad. So great opportunities there. But yeah, we have, this is only one of our product offerings out of many others. But if it is, if it does make sense to your business, then, you know, I'd love to talk with you. I'd love to kind of showcase the different categories that we can target that may fit with your business because we have tons of different categories. We have tons of different hashtags that we can help you build that makes sense for your campaign strategy. And there's a lot that we can talk about. So really excited about this product and hoping, you know, that we'll get to run it a bunch with a lot of our local clients here.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're on the fence with using ADX Digital or TikTok, please just reach out to Lexi and the team here at ADX Digital, 850-262-6000. I hope I didn't give too many zeros there,
Lex. I think that was right.
Triple zero there. Well, thank you so much for joining me. That was really interesting and fun. I appreciate you coming in this morning. And of course, if you have any other questions, please reach out to Lexi as soon as possible. We want to get you on TikTok. I want to be able to see you on TikTok. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us this morning here on the Pennsylvania